Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Owen. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librandt. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Owen and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive towards first. Balboni reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni juggles the ball. That's an error on Balboni. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive towards second. Burleson catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wilson scores. Seitzer moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals won. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burleson catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Murray reaches second base with a double. Jackson throws the ball into Seitzer, who tags Murray trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive beyond third. Rayford can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Seitzer reaches third base with a triple. Wilson scores. It's Orioles, 2, Royals, 2. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simmons. White reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Ken Dixon now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. McRae moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhardt strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Murray strikes out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerhart strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson strikes out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Buddy Black now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 3 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerhart bunts towards first. Balboni fields the ball and throws to black covering. Safe. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Seitzer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Ripken reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's Orioles, 3, Royals, 3. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 4 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4. And the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Steve Balboni. John Shelby now playing right field. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Larry Owen. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Bosley trying to get to third. Shelby throws the ball into Ripken, who relays the ball to Rayford, who tags Bosley for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shelby, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Beniquez goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 4, Royals, 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford juggles the ball. That's an error on Rayford. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.